It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Powered by Brew Brothers at Harris, Kansas City. Now open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yo. The news, my friend. Well, Robert Kennedy Jr., I guess, is looking for a job.
Yeah.
And Trump says, I can get you a job as a secretary. So I guess Robert Kennedy says, yeah, I'd be a secretary. That sounds good. But if you want to be a secretary in, you know, the White House or whatever, or the administration, then you have to go be, like, confirmed. You have to talk to people.
Senate confirmation.
You know, anyone who's been a secretary has probably done an interview. But this is like an interview on steroids, because now you got all these people. They're all talking trash. They've already dug up all this dirt on you, which, generally speaking, when you go to an interview to be a secretary, they don't dig up a bunch of dirt on you first and say, why in the seventh grade did you, this guy say you gave him herpes? Like, how do you know that? But that's what they do in these settings. I just don't know if it's worth it. I don't know what a secretary makes, but he seems to want the job, and he's willing to answer these questions. The problem is, he does have some questionable views, and he has said some controversial things in the past, I would say. Is that fair? And his cousin, Caroline Kennedy, who's the daughter of JFK, she put out a thing yesterday saying, hey, when you go to listen to this guy, don't, or vote on this guy, vote no. Don't give him the secretary job. He has no business being a secretary. He's a bird of prey. Yeah, that's why he owns birds of prey.
I've known Bobby my whole life. It's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets, because Bobby himself is a predator.
In a letter, Caroline Kennedy, RFK Jr.'s first cousin and the daughter of President John F. Kennedy, warning the senators tasked with confirming her cousin to be the nation's health secretary that they should vote no.
His views on vaccines are dangerous and willfully misinformed. Bobby preys on the desperation of parents of sick children, vaccinating his own kids while building a following, hypocritically discouraging other parents from vaccinating theirs.
Whoa, he vaccinates his own kids?
Ooh, is that true?
Is that true? You got any receipts, Caroline? I don't keep receipts of my cousin's inoculations, but maybe if you're a Kennedy, you do. Yep. Maybe she could dig that sort of thing up. Do you believe her? You think he vaccinates his own kids and then tells people not to get
vaccinated? Well, it wouldn't be Harvard to find out.
Well, and his wife or ex-wife could have said, we're getting our kids vaccinated. He could have been like, I don't love it, but, right? Like an argument about circumcision, and one parent says they're for it and the other one's against it, and eventually somebody has to win that fight. By the way, circumcision, I don't know RFK's position on that. I'm against it.
Yeah.
I'm against it. Seems like a thing that should be put in the past.
Genital mutilation.
But behind us. And, you know, I think people say, oh, you're being hyperbolic when you say that. But how are we being hyperbolic when we say, if you say it's so much worse for the women in these countries in Africa when they, okay, maybe what they're doing over there is worse. But what's happening during a circumcision is a form of genital mutilation.
Of course it is.
And your reasons for doing it are so outdated and are just
Puritans.
Like Puritan.
They really did it because they didn't want you to masturbate.
You'll be less horny because sex will be less pleasurable.
Right.
Wow. Wow. And then you say, like, oh, well, also it'll reduce risk of, like,
no,
you know, smelling bad or something.
No,
it's like, dude, I know how to take a shower. Okay.
Yeah, no.
This is insane. You did it because
people come up with different ideas because they don't want to admit that it was just a Puritan idea.
Yep. That's all it was.
Right. You can just, and all you women who are like, no, it looks gross or whatever. You say that when you go to Italy and bang the dude on the moped who says ciao?
Right.
Because you weren't talking about that when Francois...
Exactly. And got poop in his skin.
You weren't like, oh,
he had that extra skin there.
That looks gross, but put your beret back on. You weren't saying that.
No, I don't think they are, and I think they're just not used to it, you know? Yeah. I get it. You're used to it growing up in this country. Okay, fine. Also, you know, it's one of those things, too, where they say if you're Jewish, you're circumcised, but it's not just Jewish Americans, right? It's like most, I don't know what the percentage is, but if you just, the percentage of people in their 30s and 40s right now in America, men, what percentage do you think is circumcised? It's got to be like over
80%. Yeah, where? 75%.
In the United States, because they always say, like, well, it's a Jewish thing. It's like, it's not just a Jewish thing.
When we were on the West Coast, they were saying the West Coast is less than 50%.
Well, that could be.
But then you get into the Midwest and then religious parts of the country, and it's back up.
And I know it's going down. That's why I said, like, people in the 30s or 40s now, what the percentage would be nationwide. But it's not, like, okay, your parents weren't religious, Snowcone, right?
No.
But they did it.
Not really.
Well, I don't know what that means. What do you mean, not really? They started and changed their mind?
It's a,
they failed?
I'm circumcised. I think there was an attempt.
They did attempt to circumcise you.
Yeah, they made a mistake, though. But that's pretty not much. Like your parents didn't. Your parents weren't like,
no, but they tried.
Just half-ass it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All the more reason, by the way, to not do it. I mean, just listen to that. They tried, and it didn't go well. And that's just one of three people sitting in this room.
Well, I mean, it's fine.
Well, you say it's fine. You don't know what it could have been like if they hadn't gone down there and started messing about.
I guess.
I know that mine, they didn't do a perfect job of, that's for sure, if there is such a thing. And I'd been told that I'm over-circumcised. Well, that's good to know. You know, that's
man, and then you also have a problem finishing.
Exactly. And my doctor
says the medication. I'm like, meh, maybe not. Maybe you're over-circumcised.
No, you're right. And the doctor has literally brought that up before. Like, part of it is that. It's like, well, then why do they do it? Why do they do it? Who do I sue? It's, you know, my parents were told to do it. So can I sue the hospital that told them to do it? Just stop doing it. Stop doing it. If it's a religious thing, I'm sorry. It's a baby. You don't just get to say, like, well, it's our religion, so we're going to do this. That's not how this country works. Just let's all come together and say, hey, you know what? We don't need to do that anymore. No more circumcisions. Leave it alone. A pilot had to eject out of an F-35 fighter jet yesterday over Alaska, and there's video of the whole thing. The jet caught on fire somehow and crashed and exploded, but the pilot ejected and he survived, which I guess
this
is sort
morning,
of rare.
A terrifying crash caught on camera. Video showing an F-35 jet falling from the sky, crashing onto the tarmac at Eielson Air Force Base near Fairbanks, Alaska, and exploding into a fireball.
There is a plane crash on Eielson. They have asked for mutual aid.
Miraculously, the pilot somehow survived, safely ejecting from the aircraft before floating to the ground in a parachute.
It went up in flames, and I didn't want to drive any further.
I don't know if this is true, Snow Cone. You could look it up, but the thing I was reading this morning said that depending on who you ask, there is a 25 to 50% chance that you die when you hit the eject button, that it doesn't work.
Really?
I've seen Top Gun, but that was a malfunction, right? It didn't open up. He hit his head. I mean, but if you actually eject, what's the problem? Does the parachute not deploy? Does it just shoot you straight into the ground? I don't know. Those pilots. I know I'm not allowed to talk about how pilots are cool, because every time I do, people on military bases are like, hey, they get enough. They've got big enough egos. They don't need you telling them. I'm sorry, it's cool.
Okay.
It is. What? You don't think it's cool?
Fighter pilots?
Yeah, like
of course I think it's cool. I like Top Gun.
Yeah. Huh. It takes some balls.
Yeah, of course it does.
Obviously, like, I would assume some skill.
Hand-eye coordination?
Yeah. The inside of that thing looks complicated to me.
Yeah.
And they're doing it like in their early 20s.
Some athletic ability?
Yeah, right, that too. Yeah. So you must have some sort of gift, because they're allowing you at such a young age to be in charge of this billion-dollar piece of equipment. Mm. Yeah, it's kind of cool. And even if they're just flying over the stadium, when they come in afterwards, they say, give them a round of applause. I stand up, Laszlo. Mm. I think those guys are cool.
I'm not a stander.
I know you're not a stander, and I'm usually not.
I sit for the national anthem.
Me too, a lot of times, just because I'm lazy and I'm tired of it. But those pilots, that's cool. I mean, think about it. Like, if your dad was a veteran, if he had been a pilot and had, like, old fighter jackets and helmets and stuff,
yeah.
Cool, right? Did you think about it at all once you found yourself suddenly in the military?
Did I want to be a pilot?
Yeah, like, did it cross your mind? Like, could I be a pilot?
No.
Should I even consider that? I'm guessing you have to get...
It wasn't like... I wasn't...
Good grades or something?
I think all those guys, they go to college first. They're officers.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you can just... I'm sure enlisted guys have done it, but I don't know. You'd have to go to college.
Okay.
You have to get a degree to be an officer, I think. Or else... And then if you don't, then you're called a warrant officer, and it's different.
So
I'm sure there are some warrant officer... I think a warrant officer is you started enlisted and then you switched.
You
got your college degree and then you became an officer. So, like, a warrant officer, it's been so long since I was in the Navy, if my terminology is right and it's warrant officer, then I think, you know, a lot of enlisted guys respect those guys.
Okay.
And they get more pull with the enlisted guys. Because, like, if they tell you to go do something, you're like, all right, I'll do it. Where sometimes, you know, you get a guy who just graduated from Missouri and he's like, go do this. And you're like,
who are you?
I've been on this boat for 7 years. Like,
right.
Just shut it.
Right.
Don't talk to me like that. You're like, okay.
You just got here. So if you get a college degree and start, then you're an officer?
An officer right away.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. So do you guys remember a long time ago? Sure seems like a long time ago to me. We talked about those astronauts that got stuck in space because the Boeing rocket ships kept failing. And they said, oh boy, well, since the Boeing stuff keeps failing, they've stranded these astronauts up there. We'll have to send one of the other ones, one of the SpaceX or NASA. I don't even know if NASA has rockets to do that right now.
Go.
I think they were saying we'll send SpaceX. And we talked about it, like, when it happened, and then I recall us talking about it. I don't know, a month or two later, like, they're still there, but they're going to go get them.
They said it'd be like a year, wouldn't it?
They're still there. I forgot. They're still there. Yeah. They haven't talked about those people really at all in that time span. They said last year.
About?
Well, they said February at one point. Do you remember that?
I remember them saying like
they said
a year.
January or February. Then I guess it got pushed back to March. And so I don't know if it's just continually getting pushed back. But Trump apparently personally asked Elon to go get them.
Go he said, get them,
will
buddy.
You go get them? And he made
what
it political.
Did Elon say?
He made it political. He said because Biden left him stranded up there. So you need to go get him.
Well, he did. And he sent him up there, and then he lost an election and left. Like.
Yeah.
That literally left them there. He did. Yeah. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
Well, I'm not the biggest Trump guy in the world.
Right.
But,
I thought they were private.
Know,
I thought that was...
Show me the lie. I don't know. I mean, Biden could have went and got them. We send government forces to go get people on top of mountains when they're lost.
Yeah.
Like, try to get that dude out of space. And he's like, man.
Yeah. Well, he probably just forgot. Probably forgot. He's
Biden
old. He had a lot
them.
Of stuff.
I
thought that was a private thing, but
private
maybe thing. The astronauts.
Yeah,
are
but I'm saying we go get private
employees.
Citizens from different
sure.
places when they're lost.
True.
Sure.
True.
Right. So why not space? Why not try and figure that out?
Yeah, he could have done more. Biden.
He could have. Like, there's somebody
more.
In, a, like I just said, in a mountain somewhere.
Yeah.
Lost in Oregon, we send Coast Guard and whatever out to sea. There's a boat. They're private people.
Yeah.
These people went to space, and you're like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, that actor from Arachnophobia that got lost in the mountain. They had a bunch of people out there
just
searching
saying,
for him.
Yeah.
I don't even know that he's
did.
American.
He was like, ah, they're in space. Too hard to get.
Well, Trump.
Like, why? Why? Because we've never been to space before.
Trump says.
You can't literally can't go there.
Trump says.
How are
you
going to be really weird for us to tell people we can't go there?
Depending on how well
there,
you know
so
Laszlo, you may not understand
leave.
What he's saying right now. Laszlo, we'll talk about this some other time, but he doesn't believe in space.
So I believe in space.
He doesn't believe that we've gone to space. He doesn't believe.
Well, I don't believe we've gone to the moon.
Stuff. Yeah, that's it. So Trump says, Elon, go get those guys that Biden stranded. And Elon said, you got
it, mate. President Trump is asking Elon Musk's SpaceX to bring back two American astronauts from the International Space Station. They've been stuck on that space station since June. Remember after those problems with their Boeing Starliner capsule. President Trump said he asked Elon Musk and SpaceX to, quote, go get the two astronauts who he says, quote, have been virtually abandoned in space by the Biden administration. Elon will soon be on his way. Good luck, Elon. In a post then on X, Musk confirming that he and SpaceX will do so.
They will do
he's
so.
He's going, Elon himself?
He's
or
personally going?
Well, I would hope so.
That'd be
I mean,
sweet.
Isn't that what they're saying?
That would be awesome. Just stay up there with him.
I would hope that he's going up there to go get him. He should at least be, if there's other people going, you know, that wouldn't surprise
me. Maybe he's
going
to send people up there. I don't know. He's a captain.
Dude, what if he strapped another one of those Teslas to a rocket? He sits in the Tesla instead of that dummy, wears a space suit. And then, you know, you can have the other astronauts or whatever. And then he says, hop in the Tesla. It's a commercial for Tesla. It's a commercial for SpaceX.
And it goes and gets
those
people.
Saves these people who've been up there since June. What's the longest someone's been in space? Wasn't that Scott Kelly guy, the guy who didn't break the record?
Bit shorter than the amount of time Snowcone's dad left him in a casino parking lot.
That's about right. About right.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Powered by Brew Brothers at Harris, Kansas City. Now open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yo!
Yo!
Doom scroll, you lanky son of a bitch.
Yeah. Don't forget to talk to your kids about this because it's tragic, and it's not the first time I've seen a story like this. Or that we've talked about a story like this. Yeah, I think you got to warn your kids about stuff like this because this teenager in South Carolina killed himself over this.
Oh, why?
And it's not the first time it's happened. A Nigerian guy scammed him, pretended to be a girl, used a couple different screen names, flirted with him, whatever. Convinced him to send naked pics or whatever, some sort of embarrassing pics, and then said, give me money or I'm going to send this to everyone in your family and at your school. Now, this kid ends up killing himself. Absolutely tragic. 17 years old.
That's horrible.
I will say I'm proud of the police department down there, the country, whatever, because they went and got this guy.
Nigeria?
And they brought him here.
I didn't think he'd really be in Nigeria.
Nice. I know. Yeah, they extradited him, brought him here.
Good.
You can look at his mugshot now. I was like, all right, good. From Nigeria, they said.
I know, but from South Carolina?
To South Carolina,
the
yeah.
My question is, the South Carolina cops went or the FBI?
Looks like South Carolina. The CIA, South Carolina. But it probably was the FBI because I know the FBI is in charge of cybercrimes.
I don't know how it works, but
FBI is always the one that gets involved when teens or underage people are scammed online. So the FBI is probably the one that went and got them. But I was still happy that they went and got them and that they're going to try and hold them accountable as much as they can. But if you have kids... And it's not just, I'm sure, this happens to girls. We heard of that first. Revenge porn was really, that started with the idea that an ex-boyfriend or some kid at school get a hold of these pictures, and now he's threatening this girl. And then it could turn into, it did turn into a money thing. You better pay me for this. But then they started doing it to boys, and the FBI put out that warning, I think it was last year. Hasn't been that long ago, where they said, hey, this is a big problem now, so if you have teenage sons, you need to let them know.
He fell victim to a sextortion scheme over Instagram. Authorities extraditing Hassan Bun Hussein Abolor Lawal, a 24-year-old Nigerian man pretending to be a woman with usernames like Bella Janet 28 and Alice Connor 566. They say Lawal coerced Gavin into sending compromising photos, then threatened to leak the images and ruin the teen's reputation unless he sent money.
The defendant hid behind a screen and terrorized Guffey. These alleged actions are reprehensible.
It seems like when you have that conversation with your son, you almost have to have two. You have to have the, hey, you don't know who you're talking to on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
If you send pictures of yourself, they could try and blackmail you. And then you almost have to have a second conversation just in case this has already happened, which is, if this has already happened to you and you haven't said anything about it, it is not worth taking your own life over.
Right.
I know it feels that way right now, but
your
parents are still going to love you. Your grandparents are still going to love you. It's going to be tough. You'll get through it, and it will just be a bad phase of your life.
Right.
It doesn't have to end your life. This happens to these teens now more and more. I remember when you and I hadn't been working together that long, there was the girl, I think she was in St. Louis, who hanged herself after being bullied at school.
By her mother or whatever?
Yeah, and we interviewed the mom, and that was... tragic. And it was just like, wow, imagine killing yourself over being bullied. And unfortunately now with the internet and social media, it's not all that uncommon. I'm not saying that it's common, but we hear about it a lot more. That was a shocking idea that this girl would kill herself over being bullied back in 2003, whenever that was. We're like, I can't believe this would happen. What were the kids
saying? I don't know what the suicide rates were.
It could be the same.
Maybe the fact is, whatever it is.
The ability to bully you in a different way by saying, now I have this and I'm going to send it to your parents, your grandparents,
and
your family,
the whole
school.
To be able to do it at night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's times when, like I said, in the fourth grade, everybody said they hated me and wrote a letter. But when I got home, my parents didn't know about it, and the kids on my street didn't know about it. They were older than me. They weren't in the fourth grade. I just went down the street and played. My buddy was in the sixth grade. Like, it didn't come up.
Yeah.
And then if it did come up, I'd be like, the entire fourth grade hates me. Like, oh, man, that sucks. Like, it just wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big deal.
But
I could get away from it.
Exactly.
All I knew, I just have to get through this last day of this hour of the fourth grade, and then I can go play with my friends.
They might prank call you once in a while. I got the prank calls occasionally.
My dad.
And I told my dad, like, it's for me. It's for me. He's like, who keeps calling? And then I just left the phone off the receiver there, so the line would be busy when they tried to call.
I told the story is, man, my dad was yelling at some guy who was prank calling me, and then he was getting so mad, and then my mom hung up the phone, and my mom said, what did he say? And my dad said, he told me to perform a sex act on him, and I crumbled inside. Like, I was like...
How old are you? I've heard this story a million times, but I don't know.
Sixth, seventh grade, maybe?
Okay.
And I'm like, what happened?
Right. This is my fault.
What does that even mean? Like, oh, it took me years later to be like, the guy just said, suck my...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But, which is bad, though.
Right.
It's your dad.
It's bad, but it's not... Like, if he just said, hey, told me to... I'd have been like, oh.
Yeah.
But the way he said it, like, he had never heard that phrase before.
Scandalized. True scandalized.
Like, it was something sexual.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was horrified.
Man. I don't know. That one's a good one. I like that one. I like the one about when you told your mom that you knew how to get girls pregnant, you just pee in them and your mom said, well, I'm not sure if that works, but it's certainly not a good way to make friends.
Or maybe she said,
that'll lose you a lot of friends.
She said, that's not how it works. And by the way, that'll lose you a lot of friends.
I love that one.
I'm like, now to this day, I'm still like, what does that mean?
Right. She's like, speaking from experience, like, I hate it when guys do that.
Right. I'm like, what does that mean?
I never say friends.
And why would
with
I lose
them?
A lot of them? Like, right. I guess apparently we lose one, I think.
Oh, great. You're going to end up being a golden shower guy like your father. And then the other one, the third one, of course, it's the Holy Trinity, is finding your Ozzy album and saying, diarrhea of a madman. That's disgusting.
You will not listen to this. She
misread it.
Yeah, she misread diary.
Diarrhea
she
of
said,
a madman.
She said, what are you listening to? Diarrhea of a madman.
Such a good name, though. It's such a good name. I bet if you had a time machine and went back and he's like, I'm calling it diarrhea of a madman. If he said, you could call it diarrhea of a madman. I think there's a chance he's like, yeah, that's better.
Yeah,
that's
it is better.
That's better. Diarrhea if you don't
of a
use
madman.
It, else
and,
people
and if you want, if that made you laugh, that my mother thought it was diarrhea of a madman, I suggest when you get a chance, just Google image that album.
Right.
If you
look
don't remember
cover.
It, and you're like, no, I get why she said diarrhea of
it's
a
amazing.
Madman.
It's amazing. Moving on. So, yes, have the conversation with your sons, though. Don't send the pictures. And if you've already done it, your life isn't over. But, you know, don't do it if you haven't yet. Please don't do it. We know that, but I'm not trying to say that you only have to have this conversation with boys. I know they have to have it with girls. That kind of almost goes without saying because girls, I think, are usually the victims of this more often. That's why it's kind of a bigger story when it happens to guys, because when we first started hearing about it last year when the FBI talked about it, you're like, oh, they're doing this to guys? And you may have heard of it somewhere. I actually know someone who, I got to be careful here, but he was stationed out of the country for work. Mm-hmm. And someone started messaging him over social media or something. I think it was Twitter, but I'm not positive. And then this is the story that I've been told, so I don't know if it's true or not. But eventually got to a point where this person says, well, guess what? You know, you've been saying all these things. This person was like flirting with him and everything. Mm-hmm. Eventually says, guess what? I'm underage, and you've been talking to someone underage.
Oh, no.
So you better pay me, or I'll report you. That sort of thing, okay? And that story I've heard is that he's like, F you, whatever. But somehow, it did get to the authorities, and he had to register as a sex offender.
Oh, no. Yeah. Was she underage?
I guess it was a real person. She must have been, because it was a real person. And again, the story I was told, there was no talk of him being like, how old are you? And she said she was underage. Anything like that. It was just flirtatious, and then it got kind of dirty talk, and then it was her going, hey, guess what? You never asked how old I am. I'm underage. I'm like, that they can do that? So he may be lying. He may have been like, tell me you're 14. You know, I don't
right.
know. But that was a story I was told, and that he had to register. So, I don't know. Just tell your kids in general to be careful on the damn messages.
Be careful on the internet.
You know? But I know it's hard. I know how horny I was at their age.
Man,
I know how
care.
Horny I am now. And I know definitely how horny I was then.
Yeah.
And if someone that I thought was
when
a girl from school...
You haven't sent a message as a grown-ass man that you're like, damn, I wish I could take that back.
Right.
Of course.
Of course.
And your brain's fully formed.
And the thought of seeing a girl from school naked, like we had one girl who played Truth or Dare at an overnight on a Saturday, and Monday morning, one of the other girls, who obviously wasn't a very good friend, brought a Polaroid picture of her lifting her shirt up, showing her boobs. And the girl's, you know, who was in the picture, she was very upset by this. The friend had betrayed her because it's supposed to be a Truth or Dare thing. Let us take a picture of your boobs with the Polaroid. That picture made it around the school the old-fashioned way. Now that picture makes it around the school immediately cell phones. But it doesn't change the fact that I'm guessing when you're 14, 15-year-old boy, there's a girl at your school, and you're thinking, she might send me pictures. It's going to be very hard for you to take the advice, heed the advice of your parents, and just not engage in this at all.
Right.
When you think that she's talking dirty to you.
I will say, I don't know. I think the if that picture would have come out today of a girl with her shirt up, and it would have went to the kids in high schools today's
phones?
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'd be nearly as scandalous. I almost think in an odd way they're used to it.
That too.
Right?
Unfortunately.
So it's like back then, they're like, oh, look, I got Sally's breasts on video.
Right.
People are like, what?
Yeah.
Send it around. But now I think they'd be like, hey,
I've seen everyone's boobs.
I got Tina's boobs on video. And they're like, cool, man.
Carl's dork.
Right.
Everyone's dork for that matter. Yeah, I promise.
I think there is a part where it's kind of like, well, you know.
Yeah.
There's some mass consumption to that where you're like, yeah, we all seen Carl.
But you're right. Maybe that makes it it's a little bit easier, at least, for young people to be like, maybe I shouldn't do this. And then finally, Lazo, I told you, O.J. Simpson's in the news. I mean, he's not. He's dead. But it's his home. He had a house in Vegas. That was the house where he posted a lot of those videos on social media, giving his thoughts on current events and all that, right up until the time he died. And his son, Justin, is now living in that house. And I guess he's not supposed to be living in that house because of how the trust works. And he's refusing to leave. So the estate, O.J.'s estate, is suing his own son.
A new legal battle between the estate of O.J. Simpson and his son Justin, all revolving around the Las Vegas home where the notorious figure lived out his final years. The house was purchased in Justin Simpson's company's name to protect O.J. Simpson's interests while shielding the property from creditors. But O.J. Simpson was the de facto owner and paid all expenses for the home. After Simpson died last April, the lawsuit says his son moved into the home and alleges he's now refused to transfer it to Simpson's estate.
I don't know how that stuff works. I know that he was trying to put things in a lot of different names, maybe because of the Goldman Civil.
That's what I was thinking, right?
I'm assuming. But I don't want to get sued.
I would just think his lawyer would have that figured out to some degree.
Yeah. But
I mean, he's still OJ. I mean, he's dead, but he's still OJ. And lawyers who were would probably help
money.
Him.
There was money. He tried to say that he was broke a lot, but we all know that we all assume that there was money. It would just be so cool to have parents leave you a home. Like a house, or even I'd take a lake house. My buddy got a lake house that was his grandparents', and when they died, they left it to him. Just imagine being left something like that that's paid for. I know you still got to pay the taxes on it or whatever, but to just have a place, that would be pretty sweet. Do you know anyone who like lives in a place that was left to them?
No.
Or got a place?
I don't.
It seems like back in the day, that was probably more common. Nowadays, I assume people are always paying off loans, they're and they're leveraged.
Mortgage,
so they're ears until the time they die, but it would be amazing if you, because even if you didn't love where it was, like if, I don't know where I don't want to live, but if my parents had a house that was in some town I didn't really like, some small town, and they said, okay, we're leaving it to you, well, guess what, I'm living there.
Really?
I mean, like, no question about it. If it's paid for, because I'm just afraid that I'll sell it and I'll gamble some of that money.
Buy another
house. I mean, it would have to be like, we gotta. But if it is a house, let's say it's a nice house, but it's in a rural area, so it's not worth very much because it's because of the area. And maybe I think this is a nice house. I don't know. I'd kill for a lake house. What if your dad had left you a lake house? So that you're from the land of a million lakes, right? You had that condo.
Sold it.
I know. And you probably thought that condo on the beach was going to be yours one day.
I had the idea.
Yeah. Now, you're not bitter about it.
No,
it's not like, hey, that was mine. You're
not
one of those people, but I'm sure there was a part of you that went, ouch.
Yeah, I was going to retire then.
Okay, that's a change of plan.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.